As and if an opposing manager comes after you lose three games to the Astros and says, "I do believe we've hit good pitching. We've seen it throughout the season. It's a bad stretch against the Astros, who have one of the best pitching staffs in the leagues." So Alex Cora is saying that the Astros have the best pitching staff in baseball. Maybe Astros fans need to start realizing that as well. We'll talk about this and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive. Four-game winning streaks, always Stros.
All right. Who would have thought the Astros would be here? Three games into the Red Sox series. They've won all three games. This was a close game, and the Astros had to go into the bullpen, and they won a close game. Framber Valdez, after throwing, 31 pitches in the first inning, he goes seven innings. Who would have thought? I mean, this was one of those games where you're like, wait, is this for real? Is this a dream? Somebody pinch me. But this was one of those epic games that we're going to be remembering at the end of the season, because let's just say that the race for the AL West comes down to one game. This could be that one game that we could be talking about at the end of the season. And we'll talk about this and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is an app that's changing the way we talk about sports. Download the app and join us this week. We're probably going to be talking on maybe Friday, Saturday. And we just use this as a way for us to talk. Everybody's talking about, we don't hear you on Friday or Saturday nights, and we want to hear y'all talk about the Astros. So this is just a way for us to kind of get there on the weeks where we don't have a full podcast. So download the app and join the Locker Room. It's Locker Room's changing the way we talk sports. And don't forget that you can get Locked On Astros on podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Just wherever you, whenever you're going to work, just say you want to listen to Locked On Astros podcast. And what a great time to be Astros fan. I mean, just think about it. When we were talking to Gabriella the other day, she was saying, oh yeah, the Red Sox have 32 wins and they're the best team in baseball. Where are the Astros right now? How many wins do they have? That's right. They have 31 wins. So now they're one of the best teams in baseball. So how the tables have turned.
Oh, how the turntables, like Michael Scott said. This has been a great three-game stretch. And honestly, of these three wins, probably my favorite of the three. You would think that the first two games with all the offense that we saw would be my favorites. But as a baseball fan and as someone who has, you know, we follow the Astros daily, and Astros Nation follows this team very closely. The pitching has been the thing that has said, literally, we've said over and over, if this team pitches like this and continues their woes, they won't even make the playoffs. They'll barely make it to the wild card. And for them to win a 2-1 game, Eric, they got out hit 7-4. They only had one player have a multi-hit game. And it's a game, when you look at the numbers outside of the strikeouts from Valdez, you're like, okay, they probably did not win that game. And it was a close game, and you had to bring relief pitching in. And you had to rely on Stanek, who had a clean inning, and Presley gave a couple hits, you know. But I don't know about you, Eric. This was my favorite of the three wins, because this old-fashioned baseball, you do what you have to do to get it done. And so to be out hit, but to outscore them by one run and get the victory is huge. And we need to build on this. These are continued quality starts from our starters, and we haven't been getting that. And we still don't have everybody back 100% healthy. So this is definitely a promising thing. man, Eric, how did you feel after that first inning? Framber Valdez, I was listening to it on the radio, listening to Sparky and Ford call the game, and I was getting frustrated. I was like, oh man, Framber just doesn't have it, because they were talking about
he
how
was all over the place.
He looked uneasy.
His pitches were going everywhere. It was going
that's what they were saying. They were like that ball wasn't even close to the strike zone, and
he had a lot of movement on his pitches, and that's what Mike Trout has said. He has some stuff, and he just didn't have control over it, but he gained that control, and he finished with 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That's wow. Eighth material. And he finished the game with 102 pitches. 31 of them were in the first inning.
Yeah, basically 30% of his pitch from the first inning, 67 of them were strikes. I know that when I was listening to the broadcast, because I listened to it into the first few innings until I got home, I was on the road, and, you know, they were like, Framber is going to be pressed to make it to the fifth inning. He made it to the seventh inning. I mean, this team, Eric, when they do things right, they've got the talent top to bottom pitching wise. And we need to talk about this maybe next segment. Luis Garcia, if he is removed from the starting rotation into the bullpen, I think that's just an added bonus. That's another weapon we have. This kid can do both. He's versatile. And that's what we need. We need versatility in the pitching department.
Well, I think what Alex Cora said after the game, that the Astros have one of the best pitching rotations in baseball, that says something. I mean, I know he's probably just trying to justify why he's lost 2 games versus the Astros. Oh, they're really good. Trying to throw away the fact that he's lost versus the Astros. But the Astros do have a deep rotation now. Christian Javier, on most teams, he would be their number 4 or 5 starter. Then you just said it, Luis Garcia. He may, once Lance McCullers comes back, he may be going back into the bullpen. So we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a deep rotation right now. Yes, we don't have Justin Verlander, but this is a deep rotation. And a lot of teams don't have that same opportunity. And the Astros are doing it. Yes, they may not have the sexy starters. They don't have the Jacob DeGrom throwing 101 miles per hour in one inning and striking out 14 batters or whatever. But they have what, this is 6 straight games or 7 straight games where we have had a starter only allow 1 run or less, and which is the first time they've done this.
You know, and you know, talking about these hitters, the only word I can think of with the hitters is they were befuddled, like they were confused. You talked about Devers. I believe they threw 29 straight fastballs to him, and he missed every single one of them. Like, he couldn't even hit the broadside of a barn. Now, towards the end of this game, he hit that ball against Presley. It looked like it was going out Crawford boxes. It stayed in the park. He got under it. But after Alvarez caught that in left field, Devers' face just said it all. And they were challenging these hitters. I mean, Eric, they were challenging guys hitting 210. They were challenging 300 hitters. They were challenging guys that are having legitimate, great big league seasons this year. And they've powered the Red Sox to all these victories. And so it is a great thing to see. Kyle Tucker, do we want to talk about him, or do we want to save him for the next segment?
Let's talk a little bit about Yordan Alvarez playing left field for the first time since the 2019 World Series. And Johnny Munoz said that Eddie Perez said, I guess we'll talk about this while it's up here. So we'll talk about Alvarez and Tucker in a second. But Eddie Perez said that the fact that the Red Sox didn't get Framber Valdez in the first inning, that they wouldn't get to the rest of him. They didn't get to him in the first inning. They wouldn't get to him in the rest of the game. And he was right. I mean, the fact that, same thing, I guess, a lot of the Astros, I mean, if you don't get to the starter when they struggle in the first inning, that's your chance. And the Red Sox didn't do that. And I felt that. I mean, I was like, oh, crap. This is the time where they're going to kind of fall apart. And this was like the game that it's going to be over. The winning streak's over and like all the mojo's gone. But everything just kind of came together for Framber Valdez. And so I'm really proud for him for not falling apart. And it's just like he had all the parts he needed to get the job done in this thing. So it's like he went to Rock Auto and got the parts that he needed. So talk about rockauto.com.
Dude, we were on the same stream. I was going to say, you know what? If you're about to fall apart like Framber Valdez in the first inning, or you're driving around on a little donut because, you know, you had a blowout the day before, you need to go to rockauto.com. Why? Because when your car breaks down or something breaks on your car, you're going to have to spend money. So what do you want to do? You don't want to go spend more than you have to. You have a budget. You're like us. You're like real people, average Joes. You're not a professional mechanic. So you don't want to pay those overcharges. You don't want to go to a store. Go online, type in rockauto.com, type in the year, the make, the model that you have. Go grab the hubcaps, the rims, whatever. I don't even know if cars have hubcaps anymore, but let's say windshield wipers, let's say tail lamps, whatever it is you need. If you're going to change an oil in your car instead of paying someone to do it, go to rockauto.com. You'll save 30, 50, sometimes 100% more on all the auto parts you need. And they don't have back orders, all that stuff. It's easily navigable. Been owned by the same family for 20 years. So this is what you need to do. You need to go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, or minivan, and then write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that H10 Wheelhouse and Eric the Man Heisman sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
All right, so this guy played the outfield for the first time since the 2019 World Series. And so he did a good job. I know he caught the ball when he was supposed to catch the ball. He threw the ball when he was supposed to throw the ball. It's amazing. It's like he can play baseball. Who would have thought it?
Now, Framber Valdez is a ground ball pitcher too. So yes. You notice
that's he got the start in
left field. That's why he got the start in left field, because Framber Valdez induces a lot of ground balls. But he, let me tell you know, he wants to be out there. Right. You know, Alvarez is not made of glass, and he is still young, and that's what people forget. He's not a 32-year-old guy that had double knee surgery. He's young as hell, man. This kid wants to be out there, and if he's dead sprinting to first base to leg out a single, why the heck shouldn't he be out in the field every once in a while? Because here's my philosophy, Eric. If you don't play him ever, and then you at emergency have to have him out there, that's when players get injured, because their body's not used to that movement. They're used to sitting, going up and hitting, and you know, sitting back down. And so that's just one of those things. So Alvarez caught two balls. That's, hey, you know what? Hey, he did what he was supposed to do. The coach put him in. He caught the baseballs. And Pony League baseball, that's more of a feat than what he does, because you'd be surprised.
At least he's not out there picking flowers and stuff.
Right. Like. Well, that's more T-ball level, but yes,
Eric, I coach T-ball, so I know.
So here's the deal. I want to talk about this real quick before we move on to the hitting. Nick Pivetta coming into the game was one of three pitchers in the majors to be 6-0 or better through the first 2 months of the season. So Pivetta came in as a legit ace. Pivetta came in as a guy that was shutting people down, and we got him out of the game. We didn't do a ton of damage, but we did enough. And so good on the Astros offense. But Kyle Tucker, dude, Kyle Tucker, how did he not get – well, I know how he didn't get player of the month, because there's so many guys shining right now. On his home stand, Eric, he is hitting – he has 16 hits and 33 at-bats, okay? He's 16 for 33. He's 2 for 3 tonight. Over that stretch, he's got 5 doubles, 1 triple, a home run, 7 RBIs. He's basically batting .484. He is killing it right now. And over the last 21 games, he's .354 with 6 doubles, 1 triple, 6 homers, 19 RBIs. And so Kyle Tucker has become the offensive MVP, where a couple guys' averages are slumping. I mean, Yuli Gurriel, we can't ignore that. He's kind of in a funk right now. Yuli was hitting .348 just a week ago. He's down to like .309 or something like that right now. He's really fallen off. You know, he's kind of leveled out a little bit. But Kyle Tucker, he's picking up steam.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker has been on a roll, and it's ever since that he went through that little funk, and people are like, why are we playing him every day? Let's give up on him. And People are talking to me at the game, Eric, what's going on with this guy? And I'm like, give him time. He's making good contact. And this guy is, there's a reason why Jeff Luhnow didn't want to trade him for Christian Yelich and all these guys that he was rumored to be trading him for. And this guy, he can eventually be that guy. So you just have to wait on players like this. We still have to, Forrest Whitley, we still have to wait for him. We don't know what we're going to get for Forrest Whitley. Forrest Whitley is going to be one of those Kent Emmanuel type of guys where you're going to have to wait for him. You got to wait for it. But Kyle Tucker, we know what we're getting from him. Is he going to be a high batting average guy? No, he was never expected to be a 300 hitter. I know you're joking earlier. Somebody was joking on Twitter, like, if Kyle Tucker bats 300, I'll buy a jersey or something. I don't think
someone ever said that.
Think he's going to be a 300 hitter. That's not who Kyle Tucker is. Kyle Tucker is going to be a high OPS guy. He's not a high batting average type guy. He's going to be
He's hitting 484 at home. He's hitting 354 in his last 21 games. Right now he's a 300 hitter. But here's the thing, Eric. I honestly do think that he has the ability to do that. Now, will he? Yeah. I don't know. But gosh, man, it is so fun to watch him, dude. But again, you know, there are some things that we need to watch. Base running. Base running, something they need to get better at. Kyle, or I think it was Bregman, like made it to second, but kind of hesitated a little bit. You know, there's just some things that I saw tonight. I was kind of nitpicking, but what a fun game to watch, dude. 2-1 victory. I mean, close games. We haven't been winning those. I mean, dude, we were up 7-1 against San Diego and lost 11-7. So, I mean, this is a much needed change of pace. And plus for the psyche of this team, especially about to go on the road.
Yeah. Stanek came in, and normally we get the updates from Chandler Rome. Stanek's coming in, there's a 4-run lead. And then you have Rayleigh coming in, there's a 4-run lead. I don't know if we had those updates today. Stanek coming in, there's a 1-run lead. That's not normally a good thing when the Astros bullpen's coming in. But the bullpen did a job. And who did you have come in? After Framber Valdez threw the 7 innings, you had Stanek come in, Presley come in. Those are guys that Dusty Baker has to trust in. So there you go. There's a high leverage guys. There's a guy that Baker has trust in. And I know that Presley made it a little Mitch Wildthane Williams interesting in the with the two hits. And
man, you give him Wildthane label.
Well, not Wildthane, but he made it interesting in the ninth inning. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is a little crazy. But he got it done, and he got his eighth save of the season. So the Astros got it done. And that's all you can ask for. I mean, the Astros only got 4 hits. The Red Sox got 7 hits.
Yeah, I mean, you don't usually win those games when you're out hit. You don't usually win those games. You get out hit and you only score 2 runs. And in 17, we won a lot of the close games. And I believe 19, we won a lot of games late in the games. You know, we had a lot of late, and we've actually scored a lot of late inning runs if you look at our run output throughout the season. And so this pitching, when it does its job, doesn't have anything to worry about, because the hitting will do enough, even if they don't hit the cover off the ball. I mean, Altuve first pitch today hit a ball foul that almost went out. If he would have straightened that ball out, it probably would have gone out. I mean, he was trying to go the second night in a row with the leadoff home run.
Yeah, it was a little, really foul, but I know what you're saying. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was going after it. He was being aggressive. I like it.
There's a lot of offers today. I know that somebody said earlier that Robel Garcia should not start again. They wanted to get Altuve a day off from the field, and that's why they had Alvarez in outfield. And I know that a lot of people are like, Alvarez played in outfield, woohoo. It is a big deal. You want to get these guys some time at the DH. We saw how much it helped George Springer when he played for the Astros to play some time at DH, to get some guys some time at the DH. You can't do that when Alvarez is playing every day at the DH. So
I thought Alenis Diaz should have started instead of Robel Garcia. I know they just brought him up, But I would have given Diaz a start, to be honest.
Okay. Maybe the matchup said, oh, let's go and get Garcia out there. Sometimes right. You have to look at the matchups and say, what's the best Built Bar to put in there? Like, do you go and put the Grasshopper or do you go and put the Chocolate Chunk? Sometimes the matchups just go and say, you got to put the right guy up. So
the white chocolate birthday cake that I had today. I actually had a grasshopper and I had a white chocolate birthday cake. Phenomenal snacks. Let me tell you, Built Bar, it's not just a protein bar. It's basically, let's just call it what it is. It's a candy bar that's healthy for you. If you want to lose or maintain weight, go Built Bar. If you want a snack that is not going to crush your diet or wreck your calories, if you're counting calories, go to Built Bar. BuiltBar.com is the place to go. You're going to use a promo code that I'll give you here in a second. Let me tell you some of their flavors. Coconut almond, cherry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, coconut chunk brownie. I mean, the sky's the limit. They have these special flavors that come out. Like I got birthday cake. It was a limited release. We got our box in. I love it. Most of them have 17 grams of protein, around between 130, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar and 5 grams of net carbs. When you order today, you can go for the mint brownie. You can go for raspberry, whatever you like. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and I want you to go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. For 15% off your order, use the promo code LOCKED15 with 15% off at BuiltBar.com. They are simply the best, most amazing protein bar wrapped in 100% chocolate that you'll ever put down your gullet. So go grab one today, BuiltBar.com.
All righty. I know that a lot of people are saying, give us a promo code. It's LOCKED15. So go out and get your Built Bar there. So speaking of, a lot of people are saying, would Click go ahead and make a trade at the trade deadline for a reliever? I don't know. Or what do you think betonline.ag would say?
Well, they probably have all the news updates. They probably have all the info on that. So they're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. If you're like me, where you're not a sports betting expert, well, that's what they're here for. They are your resident experts. Baseball season's in full swing. The NBA playoffs are going. Heck, Chris Paul's trying to make this crazy run and get past LeBron James in the playoffs. If you're into any kind of sport, UFC, MMA, NHL, whatever it is, go check it out. But before the next pitch of the Astros-Red Sox games, before you watch the Astros sweep the Red Sox, go over to BetOnline. Use your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the game. This is your chance. As everyone's teams are prepping for the playoffs, the All-Star break, getting ready for the trade deadline, head to the website now and on your mobile device and get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Use a promo code LOCKEDON. You are online sportsbook experts.
Johnny Munoz, I disagree with you. Everybody, I would guess that about 20 teams would love to have Jeremy Pena. There are some teams out there that would love to have Brandon Belak. There are some teams.
We are not trading Jeremy Pena.
No. I mean, if you want to get a reliever, you're going to have to trade some of your best prospects.
They are not going to trade. Dude, we're ranked 29th. We are not trading prospects 1 through 30
in our system. Okay. Well, who are you trading, Brad?
You're not trading anybody. No, they're not going to trade anybody. If they do, it's going to be like an Abraham Toro, and it's going to be maybe one or two other guys, okay, but you're not going to trade a Pena.
You're trading for Mike Fiers. If you're trading Abraham Toro, you're going to get somebody like Mike Fiers or somebody that's not going to do a damn for your team.
What I'm saying is you're not going to trade away Jeremy Pena or a top prospect for a relief pitcher. You have Garcia moving into the bullpen. You have Javier in the bullpen now. I mean, why would you go out and waste prospect resources on relief pitching when you have it?
Okay. I'm kidding, world traveler. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not saying we're trading for Mike Fiers.
No, he was saying that level of relief pitcher.
No, I'm saying that you're going to have to trade some of your top talent. Everybody keeps on saying we need to trade for a reliever. Yes, the Astros are up against the luxury tax threshold. And yes, they don't have the top talent out there. Well, you're going to have to trade some of your top talent to go out and get a reliever. So yes, if you want to go out and get somebody, you're going to have to trade your Jeremy Pinas. You're going to have to trade out some. You're not going to be able to trade a Abraham Toro for a reliever.
You can get Mike Fulmer from the Tigers, who's going to be a free agent. And you won't have to give up a ton for Fulmer because he's in a new role as a reliever. He's been doing good, but he's on the Tigers. I'm just saying, I don't see it happening. I don't see them, because if you're ranked 29th, why would you go to being ranked 30th just to get relief pitchers? And like,
World Series. If you have a chance to get to World Series again.
What did Will Harris get?
Next year is not guaranteed. Who knows what happens next year?
So what relief pitcher is going to get us to the World Series?
Who knows? Who knows who's out there?
I'm just saying.
But the way the bullpen is structured right now, they do not have the talent right now as it is. I don't care who goes in there, what starter goes in there. They're not – if you go against any of the best teams in American League, in the National League, they do not have the talent right now in the playoffs to sustain in a playoff series. So, yes, they are going to have to go out and get a reliever at the World Series. Okay,
I disagree. No, I disagree, and I can disagree with you. It's okay. I disagree of having to trade away top talent to get – because, A, who has got the reliever
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I know. No, I'm just saying. I don't see them trading someone like – is it Pena hurt, though? Pena's hurt.
He's anyways. Hurt for a year, but somebody would trade for him just for future.
I mean, CJ Hinojosa. I mean, he's got upside. What? I'm not trading my top guys.
It's not Brett the GM. Definitely.
Well, I know it's not Brett the GM, but Click the GM is definitely not doing that. Dude, he's Click. He's a Rays guy. He does things on a shoestring budget. So anyways.
I have a couple of quotes from Dusty Baker on how close Framber Valdez will be on the pitcher he was last year. He's pretty close. I'm surprised he's close this quickly. He told me he was ready. He wasn't lying. He wants to be the ace. And so that's some pretty good quotes coming from Dusty Baker. And because Javier didn't pitch today, guess what he can do tomorrow? He could pitch tomorrow in case Odorizzi has a short outing. But we saw last time he did pitch six innings. But just in case he needs a piggyback, he's got a piggyback tomorrow. Yeah. So that's another good thing. So Valdez did the Astros a solid today. He all I can think about today is 31 pitches. I'm like, oh, crap. Here comes the bullpen early. But he lasted seven innings. And I'm true props to Framber Valdez for
that was a solid big league, just tough as nails start. That doesn't happen in 2021 anymore, and especially in baseball. When a pitcher struggles like that, what happens? They get yanked really early. They get pulled out in the third or the fourth inning, and he stayed in there. And his mental makeup, and again, whatever he did prior to the 2020 season off field and addressing things with his mentality and his focus, has carried over and is still working, because he doesn't look like he did when he lost control. Remember, I told you about that start I saw him make at Round Rock before he had gone through this transformation. And right. You could just tell that he was laboring so much mentally. He couldn't find himself, and you could see it. Like, you could feel it. It was tangible. And I see this right now. Tangible is this mentality. And what a great thing. You've got Luis Garcia. You got Jose Urquidy. You got Framber Valdez holding things down. Jake Odorizzi having a solid start. I mean, what more do you want? And they're all doing this in Minute Maid Park, which is supposed to be a hitter's park.
Yeah. So I have a kind of question for tomorrow's podcast, and I want our listeners to reach out to us. Reach out to us at Eric Talk Stros, H-Down Wheelhouse, or at Locked On Astros. What do you think the Astros need upgrade at the trade deadline? I know that we have still have, what, 2 months technically until trade deadline, but what is the Astros' greatest weakness? Some of y'all would say the center field. Miles Straw hasn't been what he's supposed to. Some people would say the bullpen. I would say that the starting rotation has been one of the Astros' strengths, or it should be one of the Astros' strengths once it comes to a trade deadline. So what do you think the Astros need to do? Do you agree with Brett? Do you think that the Astros' bullpen will be strong once it comes to the trade deadline? Or do you agree with me that the Astros need to go out and trade for a maybe not a closer, but maybe another setup guy or somebody? So what do you think? And just let us know, and we'll talk about this on tomorrow's Locked On Astros podcast. I will be in press box tomorrow, so I'll be hopefully getting some insight on that, and we'll be talking about this on tomorrow's Locked On Astros podcast. So, Brett, any final thoughts?
Nice flex, by the way. Good job. And I'm joking. Nice flex. This is not the flex cam, though, at Minute Maid. So let me just qualify my statements about not needing to go out and waste prospects like Jeremy Pena or Pedro Leon for a relief pitch, which I would not do. When this whole staff is healthy and when everybody's on the field and all cylinders are firing, Eric, they won't need to go out and make that trade. They've got it because this offense can hold it down.
All right. So, guys, that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Don't forget to check out the Locked On Today podcast. Trey Turner makes a bow at Madison Square Gardens, and the Knicks are eliminated. Get more of the sports news you need in less times with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get to podcast. And, guys, please go out there, and you had to put that up, didn't you? So don't forget to go out there and subscribe to Locked On Astros podcast on YouTube. Please retweet this. Tell your friends. We are trying to get up there to 500, then 2,000 subscribers. And just spread the word about the Locked On Astros podcast. And let's get this out there and tell your friend to tell a friend and everything. So we'll be back tomorrow with the Locked On Astros podcast. Go Astros. Let's go for the sweep. And this will send a message to baseball that the Astros are for real in 2021.